talk about how crazy this is. Crazy. Kmart still exists.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
I'm Cap.
And we've had a pretty eventful week. And, you know, it's been pretty good for gaming, I guess, right? We've had the two big launches. They're out. The PS4, the Xbox One.
Yeah, they're out.
Let's talk numbers. I heard that Xbox One was able to match PS4 sales.
But
Xbox required 11 countries to do it.
Yeah, I heard a rumor, and I can't...
That's just what I heard.
I can't be sure, because I don't know the numbers from GameStop and from Best Buy. I want to say that the PlayStation 4 is doing 5 times greater the number of sales in those constrained countries than the Xbox One, but I don't know if that is an accurate number. That's just a rumor that I heard. But I have seen the power of the Xbox One and the power of the PS4. Back-to-back, side-to-side.
What you thinking?
You know what? They're both really awesome consoles, and I'm not an Xbox guy at all. I am very much a Sony guy. It just depends on what you're going to do with it. Like, they both have the social integration, which I can care less about.
Speaking about the social integration, people uploading videos, Microsoft started cracking down already on people who are saying bad words.
I thought that was more Twitch than Microsoft.
No, it's Microsoft's not handing out the bans.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because so I know
maybe Twitch is complaining, but Microsoft's the one with the ban hammer.
I know. Well,
as far as I know, Twitch doesn't care if you have
I've never
bad
known
language.
Twitch to care.
All right. They'll just put a content inappropriate
like advisory
flag
banner.
Before your stream. If you try to go to a stream that has a lot of vulgarity, they'll actually put a content inappropriate and not allow you to – and you can continue from there.
I know
this
really very similar thing happened with PlayStation 4 because you can stream videos. And one couple was doing something with the Playroom, which was it's a free tech demo to show off some of the motion controls. I got to actually have some hands-on with the Playroom, and it's pretty neat. It's kind of gimmicky, which is exactly what it's supposed to be, which is why it's free. But you can record that interaction with the little robot that's in the controller, and there's a lot of little things that Playroom does that's really cool, you know, the Jarvis interface, but you can record that. And one girlfriend boyfriend couple or wife man couple whatever, they were recording it, and they were just like dropping the bombs, you know. They were saying things, totally inappropriate things, and I want to say either PlayStation, Sony, or Twitch, wherever it was going, they decided to like stop them and temporarily suspend their ability to stream and record videos because of that. Which
I don't know. I think that's silly.
I think it is. I agree. It's silly. I don't think
it's the internet.
If you're on the internet,
I mean, putting the tag to let you know maybe this is inappropriate for your 5-year old.
That seems totally appropriate. I do have a problem with. I don't think I'm ever going to use the sharing features. At least not until I download better internet.
That's because you're not a good gamer.
Who cares about sharing?
Well, exactly.
Like to share.
I like Twitch. I like what Twitch is and the ability to sort of have content that you know exactly what this content is going to be. It's people playing games that you're playing or you want to get better playing or you want to watch them play. I like that. It's like television that you know exactly what's going to be on and you don't have to wonder. And that's good. So I feel Twitch is good. I don't care so much that it's integrated with my consoles.
No.
I feel like by integrating it with your consoles, you're going to flood the market. You're going to flood the scene with all of these really bad gamers mediocre gamers.
I think it's really cool that it's easier to stream console games now, because I know you had to jump through a lot of hoops to get your PlayStation.
Yeah,
you had to like get all this other hardware.
I kind of thought I've tried to watch
streamers who wanted to play Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah,
they've been wanting to play that on stream, and it's a big hassle. If you know the program will mess up and it'll lock up your computer, and you have to restart the stream and restart the hardware, and you had to start this piece first and then this piece, then turn this on, then turn this on. And I think it'll be easier to stream those games people want to see.
It was definitely getting blood from a stone. I'm not saying it was easy and that it should have been as hard as it was, but I feel like when you make things difficult, the people that really want it and are in it to win it will spend the money and get it and do it.
Well, no, you have a good point, because I mean this goes back to the same thing whenever everyone started carrying camera phones. I can't remember the guy, but he said everyone with a camera thinks they're a photographer now.
Right. They get download Instagram,
man.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, it's baked into the OS now on most of them. But it's, you know.
Yeah, iOS 7.
So, yeah, you're right. We're probably going to get a lot of crap videos is going to be the issue.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, it's just I feel like the social integration part is you either like it or you don't, and I don't. It's not a thing for me. Likewise, for the Xbox, I don't care that it's got HDMI pass-through.
No one does, Matt. Literally no one cares about that.
It allows you to watch TV.
Whoa, pass through.
It allows you to watch HDMI content on the Xbox.
You don't even know what that is.
That's so amazing.
Picture in picture. It's neat. It's cool, but I don't have satellite and I don't have cable. I'm completely cord cut. I don't even have Netflix.
That's good.
I utilize.
How many years later?
Yeah, well, I utilize internet streaming like ABC, Fox, Hulu. I don't use Netflix.
Why?
I don't pay.
Re-upped Netflix.
After how long?
Oh, it's been quite a while.
Okay.
Back half a year.
It's great, isn't it?
But I like Netflix. Yeah. I used to like it. I have other providers for my media now. I use it now to find new things to watch.
Right. So it's
so
like
I can go over to a different location and actually
get the media. So it's like a gateway. It's like a TV guide.
I'll go ahead. I'll pay them money so that they can suggest good things to me.
So you're like you That's just pay fair. You just pay
I mainly
for the
have
pay-
it I mainly have it for the anime. It's very hard to get English dubbed anime.
Why don't you just get Crunchyroll? Dubbed.
Why don't you just learn Japanese?
I don't want to learn Japanese.
That's what every hardcore anime fan out there was like, why don't you just desu? And you're like, what?
Because I've already learned English, the hardest language in the world. Why would I learn another?
It doesn't make any – English doesn't make any sense.
Well.
Not at all.
I don't really care to allow that to allow that pass-through. That doesn't really matter to me. So
anyone else.
It boils down to – and I don't even care about the launch titles. The launch titles and the cross-platform games, I don't care about that. I care about things like size. I care about things
of course Matt size. Cares about size.
I mean, I think we should all care about size.
Size matters.
Size does matter.
That's
if,
what Matt's
if you
saying.
Look at a comparison of the if you look at a comparison of like the PS4 next to an Xbox One, it is like 2/3 the thickness of an Xbox One, and it's about 2 inches, I don't know, shorter or less wide than the Xbox One.
So you're saying the opposite. You're saying smaller is better.
In the case of consoles, yes, to a point. Because
it's
like,
not about the size of the console; it's about how you use it.
If you're right. I don't care about backwards compatibility.
Are we still talking about consoles?
We're still talking about consoles.
Okay,
we haven't got to PCs yet.
There's a really interesting article online. I think Kotaku published an article where it showed the size comparisons of the PS4, the Xbox One, to the Wii U and a Wii, a PlayStation 3 Fat, PlayStation 3 Slim. You know, just pretty much all the old consoles, the previous gen consoles. That is.
I will say though, that's one thing I do like about the Xbox One is the fact that it's big and boxy, and it still makes me think it's very American.
It looks and feels more like
it has to be boxy. It's called an Xbox.
Xbox.
Oh no, the 360. They actually had some crazy stupid designer who made it look like it was breathing in.
Oh, is that the new one where it's like slim or the button?
No.
Or
the sides are like
the white one.
Yeah,
beveled?
The white one.
Is that the term beveled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to look like it was breathing in, and I'm like, that's stupid.
That seems very feng shui.
It's like being crushed. Must be a corset.
I like, yeah.
I'm a fat person.
I like the fact that both of them are nice in design, and they're one's a parallelogram and one's just a rectangle, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. The PS4 is a
obviously. Parallelograms are cooler.
Well, I mean, they're like
their names are
rectangles,
cooler.
Except italicized rectangles. Like,
they're
slanted.
They're like stretched. It's a stretched rhombus.
Yep. I like the fact that you can use virtually the same hookups on the PS4 that you can on the PS3.
Yeah, I noticed that too. There was a post about that on Reddit, they're using the same cable.
The Xbox,
same power cable.
Not at all. The Xbox's power brick is completely different.
Well, one thing with the power brick on the Xbox is it is external. And some people say they don't like this because you got this big giant box sitting
outside. It has to be a brick. It's more box.
Oh, he has a point.
I'm fine with the external power
supply. I like external power supplies better because you know what goes out sometimes? Power supplies.
Yeah.
You know what's easier to change? An external power supply.
It's cheaper too.
Yeah.
And you can go to Best Buy sometimes and
or the internet.
Well, I mean, you know, you can go get it that day.
Indubitably.
I guess I'm for both consoles. If I'm gonna buy one, I'm probably gonna buy a PS4 first. I doubt that anyone, except for those crazy, crazy people that are going in a few days on Black Friday, I don't think you're going to...
super special new early Black Friday.
Yeah, that's really just like...
Black Week.
It's like Gray Thursday. So unless people are going to Black Friday, I don't think you're going to get a console this year.
No, that's not...
And that's fine. There's a website called Zoolert. Zoolert that actually has like a PS4 stock tracker of online PS4
online.
Where it is online, and they have
website
like,
online.
They
huh?
have like 50.
Wow.
They have 50 sources
My
for PS4
God, we
stocks,
stumbled on something here.
And you get like texts and everything. And I keep getting texts, and I'm like, I'll see, I'll try, because if I can buy one, I'll actually get one. Like I've got the money set aside. You know I'm going to get it. I will try and get it because it's always bundles. It's like
MG has opened a PS4 bank account.
I have. Wow. Well, no, not a bank account. I have a separate account for it, but it's
that's crazy.
It's mad money. Because I'm mad because I can't spend the money. you get the you get the PS4 and you put it in your cart, and as soon as you hit checkout, it's like, oh, would you like to? We're sold out of it. it's like, oh, you wanted to buy a PS4 and it's gone.
Yeah, you think they would? As you put it in your cart, you think they would at least give you a little bit?
Like
a small bit of reserving. No. You're trying to buy it.
Yeah. Youngster does that. Whenever Youngster and Woot, I believe, do that. Whenever you're ready to buy something,
I know Woot does
it will like hold it. And you're like, you have 15 minutes to put in your PayPal information, or we will put it back in the world. We'll send it back. And I like that. I really do like that.
That should be.
That's not how Amazon is. That's not how anywhere else is. But before we get too deep into the show, let's go ahead and throw the website out there. What's the website, Bear?
That's exppoints.com.
Exppoints.com. How many P's I got?
I got two P's right there. You got the EX, the double tap the P.
OINTS.
Points.
Points. .com.
Very important.
Yep. So we got all of our radio shows on there, minus this one. This one will be up after tonight. It'll be up very soon. We also have reviews of certain hardware. We will have podcasts.
We're going to put content up, we swear.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be podcasts and content, and it'll be more than just me. We will be having, hopefully, over the holiday, we'll be doing something, whether it's a Google Hangout or something like that. We're going to be doing something that's going to be really cool, maybe some game nostalgia podcast. There's also a Lost Planet 2 game giveaway. We're still going
Gasp.
Lost Planet 2. Go ahead and check out that sticky post at the top of exppoints.com and check that out. Also, you guys don't know about this, but it's kind of going to run into our pre-segment.
I don't like surprises, Matt.
The 20th expansion for EVE online.
I am not prepared.
The 20th expansion came out for EVE.
That's not WoW.
November. No, it's the other MMO. It came out for EVE on the 19th, November 19th, so a couple, almost a week ago. Really, really awesome expansion. I've been playing
it. Still spreadsheets in space?
No. That's the thing. People have a bad taste in EVE of EVE because they thought that they knew what it was about. That's one section. It can be spreadsheets in space. It can also be super mega space battles. It just depends on how you want to play. And a lot of people like want to min max. Whenever you min max, it is a spreadsheet game. You can go to Elitist Jerks and you can find the best of the best of the best and do it that way. Or you can be just as good. You could be a good player and do it another way. You could there's literally like 14 or 15 different specific types you can go and do. You could mine. You could be a businessman. You could trade. You could haul. You could fight. You could do missions. You could be part of a corporation. You could own a corporation. You could build star bases and space bases.
Just like America.
Manifest Destiny, man. That's really what it is.
Westward.
The 20th expansion, Rubicon, it's free. All the expansions are free. You really space just Hawaii, you don't even buy the game. You just pay for the game time. You really are just paying the $9 or the $11 a month to play the game. You're not buying anything. And you can. You can buy like starter kits, and you can buy Plex and then sell them in-game for like millions of in-game money. You could actually buy Plex's in-game. Plex is like a player extended license or whatever. So playtime extended license, which means it's like 30 days of game time. Like, you know, WoW has those game cards.
Yes.
So it's like a game card that's all virtual. What you can do is you actually buy those in the game, and then you can activate them on that account, and that account now has 30 more days. So if you get really, really good at the game, you don't actually have to buy. You don't have to buy the game anymore. You could just keep, you could just keep playing, get really good at playing, make a lot of money, and kind of survive that way. And it's not the first game that did that, but it certainly is a really interesting way of doing it. Anyway.
It is a game that does it.
It is a game that does it. 20th free expansion, Rubicon. I don't want to say too much about it because we're going to cut to a break in a little bit. But if you do check online, exppoints.com, we do have two buddy codes that you can use to get a 3-week trial. Two of them. And you can use them as many times as you want. 21 days. They're just two separate codes. It doesn't matter which one you use. It'll let you in.
They never expire?
They never expire. You can go ahead and go there. I just had two of them to give out. They're unlimited invites, though. So
why is the point of having two?
I am so confused.
Because I have two accounts. I have two accounts. So okay. It's just arbitrary.
There was
people.
Special need no, for having
it's
just two. It's like, we have these two codes.
Nope. Let's get you into zone one. Let's get you into zone two.
They both have infinite uses, so we have double infinite invites.
Two times infinite.
I took math. That's more infinite than regular infinite.
It is.
Double
it's big
infinite.
Infinite.
Double infinity. We're going to cut to two songs real quick, especially after that math explosion. We are
math
going
explosion.
To. We're going to cut to.
Math explosion.
We're going to go ahead and play Close to Me by Sabrepulse. And we're also going to play.
Good song.
What?
Good song. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah. Close to Me by by Sabrepulse.
Not infinite.
And no, it is not. And OG Original Gamer by MC Lars and MC Frontalot.
MC Lars.
MC Lars and MC Lars. Frontalot. Both really cool. Met them once at Nerdapalooza a while back. So really, really cool.
Was I there for that?
You did not meet them, no. But you were at
there.
Nerdapalooza. Yep.
Man.
Yep.
If anyway, only you were conscious.
Cocaine. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
I'm Cap.
And you're listening to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU Experience Points. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And I'm Cap.
That was Close to Me by Sabrepulse, and after that it was OG Original Gamer by MC Lars and MC Frontalot. Really love, I don't know, I like MC Frontalot a lot.
I like they MC are, Frontalot.
I like
MC Frontalot.
MC Front a lot.
He fronts a lot.
So, yeah, he is. He's like, I don't know, he's the poster child for, poster
for
man
fronting.
For fronting a lot, frequently. So before we were talking about Eve, and we're not going to go back into Eve, I do want to highlight one particular, I don't know, feel like really big characteristic of Eve, that Eve is, it's a continuous universe. So they don't have realms or worlds or separate servers like WoW or several other games do.
Every other game, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every other MMO.
There's this one giant world. So, yeah, it may only have 30,000 or 40,000 people playing on it at any given time.
That's why.
But, well, it is not a game for everyone. I'm not going to lie and say it's a game for everybody. I don't expect everyone to enjoy it. I enjoy it, but not all of it.
Accountants will probably enjoy it.
It can be spreadsheets in space. But what do y'all think about how, you know, is that something that intrigues y'all? Like, If being able to have 20,000 individual users in one area of space doing some really cool space battle, because
I'm giving it crap. It is really cool though, because I have seen the videos of some of the epic space battles they have, and have that many people all like at the same time in real time engaged in this major war. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. You just need to have the hardware to support that for your players, and have a game that really complements that.
Yeah,
Eve complements it very well because they're in space, so we have this.
Yeah, I mean there is sort of an infinite XYZ area.
You have all directions that you can expand.
Double infinite, really,
and double infinite.
Double infinite area.
You have all this area you can expand in, so they can really utilize that. It fits well with their theme. They're in space, giant space battles, huge armies. It makes sense.
Well, so there's a secondary piece, and we were talking about during.
And they can handle it
during the song,
so that's good.
CCP, the company that is producing Eve, they actually make Dust 514 for the PlayStation 3, and they're soon to
That's like the ground version for
Eve.
Yeah,
it's like FPS. Halo, quote-unquote, Halo version of Eve.
But it affects what's going on in the MMO.
Right.
Which
so
I do think
the
is
MMO,
cool.
They talk
back and forth.
Well, they talk back and forth.
I need supplies. Right. People in Eve send you supplies.
Right. And then the battles that you wage on the planets can actually help you in the space game.
Like, I was at one point interested in looking in the dusk and maybe playing it.
Yeah.
Some of my friends play Eve, and they said, you should be my ground force.
That's exactly, yeah, that's
like,
how I feel.
Well, you know, I like first-person shooters.
They're also about to release Eve Valkyrie, which is an Oculus Rift simulation for Eve.
Does it have Nazis?
No, it's not that type of Valkyrie. But no, all I'm saying is like I really like the way that they've integrated everything Eve-related into sort of this continuous universe. And
it's pretty cool that they can take the different types of games and intertwine them.
Yeah.
Intertwine their destinies.
Talk about the Oculus Rift, though. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sidebars.
Is
anyone else like terrified and like just can't wait for Oculus Rift to really take off?
Oh, no. I really want to go. We recently – first off –
it's terrifying
huge,
and awesome.
Huge upset. John Carmack from
That's
ID.
Not upset. He took over this. He's going to make it work.
He left ID.
He quit
as CEO of ID to be the CEO or the tech lead of ID to be the CEO of the Oculus Rift, OCVR.
And it's going to be awesome.
And it's going to be awesome. I mean, this is
I'm going to go to Oculus Rifticon.
John Carmack, for people that don't know, pretty much made first-person shooters. It made Doom, made Quake, made Wolfenstein. Well, he had a lot to do with Wolfenstein. Just a ton. So you have him to thank.
He's like exciting.
He's like the reason father. We have first-person shooters.
Oh, yeah, no, I've said it a lot of times.
I'm excited.
We are at I can tell by your voice. You're excited.
Excited, guys!
There are things I saw and I've read that I don't think I can talk about on the show.
Or ever.
They're exciting.
They're exciting. We have inside information.
They're interesting. Well, I mean, they're not exciting. I'm not going to utilize these features.
For the Oculus Rift?
Yeah, these things are doing with it. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't think it's appropriate subject matter.
No, it's not.
But
stop.
But it is very interesting.
You can connect them to the internet. That's all you need to say.
It's very interesting.
You can pet cats. With Oculus petting, Rift, yes. Cat petting.
It's very interesting, the ability
you can make that cat purr with the stroke of your hand.
It's extremely scary.
There are a whole bunch of doors that can open.
For the video game side, the appropriate side, I am so excited. I want this to be able to be played with WoW.
We're at that
point. I want to play League with this thing.
We're at that point with... I don't know how it would work with League.
I will play Minesweeper with this thing.
What?
I'll play Solitaire.
I can imagine Minecraft with... With
Minecraft. Oh my god!
I don't want to deal with Slenderman.
I don't want to do Slenderman. I'm not man enough.
The main thing I've been people talking about all these scary games you're playing with the Oculus Rift. I could not handle.
Oh my
that.
God! Scary Outlast. Games with Oculus? No. Think about this. You knock someone out. Yeah. Anyway, so then you put the Oculus Rift on them. You put on like Amnesia, and they wake up and they're like in this world and have no idea what to do.
That's cool.
That's
so cruel.
That's really, really mean. I feel like we're at that point in gaming, though, where, like, you know, I imagine the first 3D game was a huge leap. Like, we're there. This is the future.
3D technology, okay, it's a very big gimmicky thing.
These blocks
I hate
look
it.
Like such blocks.
But the thing is, it exists, and it's a step forward, is what I like about it.
Right, I don't think it's the end.
We're closer to the holodeck.
It's not the end-all, right, it's not the end-all be-all, but it's on the way. It's, you know, you have to...
It needs to get here faster.
You have to go through Pensacola. Way faster. You have to.
I don't want to be dead when this thing happens.
No, I don't think it's... I don't or think going it's that far crazy. Away. I think it's less than 5 years away to be...
I think
it's less than
2 years. Holodecks in less than 2 years.
Oh, no, I was
Matt
talking
said
about
holodecks in 2 years.
Holodecks 2 years.
I'll pitch that, sure.
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Mark my words. Holodecks.
John Carmack can do it.
Or something like it.
Siri, set a reminder to make fun of MG in 2 years.
2 years.
To the day about holodecks not being available yet.
All I'm saying is that technology,
your series.
We're getting closer.
Interesting.
We're getting closer. And the fact that Carmack is leaving.
Yeah. Or joining is what we can look at this like.
He was was double dipping. Carmack.
Carfax?
Carfax.
He was the CEO over there. He was like managing it to begin with.
Right.
While he was at ID.
Yeah, but now he's focusing all this energy.
Yeah, now he just says, I'm done with ID.
And first-person shooter Rage.
Let's go ahead and do this.
Into
you know what? I downloaded Rage because
terrible.
Because it was free this weekend for Steam.
Yeah.
And I already had Rage. Like I bought
Quake
it along.
So why did you download it again?
I did too when Rage was new. And it looked really good, and I remember John Goodman did some voice work for it, and it was really, really high definition textures. And at the time, I think I was using like a 250 graphics card.
Oh,
I didn't know if it was the graphics card or the CPU, it was some problem.
I thought maybe it would
like pop and be different now.
All right, back then I had a laptop.
I downloaded it. I put it on 23 gigs. This is a huge game. 23 gigs. It's like double the size of Skyrim. Playing the game, I'm just not impressed with it. There's nothing about it that really says, hey, this is better than any other games that was released at the same time. It's just a bad game. Whether John Goodman's in it or not, or whether I get to shoot mutants in the face or not, it's just a bad game. I'm playing Bioshock Infinite, which looks just as good or better, and it didn't have to develop a brand new super mega crazy engine. You know, that's the big thing about Rage. Engine. Every time ID does this new game, they use the ID Tech blah engine, the ID Tech 4, the ID Tech 5.
Right.
And it's supposed to be this super amazing engine graphically and performance-wise, and it just wasn't. And I know the game came out in 2011, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's when the game – maybe it was 2000 – was it 2009 or 2011?
I have no clue. I did not pay attention.
We went to QuakeCon in 2009.
I don't know when we went to QuakeCon, but it was not out. It was very close to being out at QuakeCon.
So maybe it was like 2010.
Maybe 2010.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not even that old, but for a game that was supposed to be a genre-redefining game, it really fell flat then, and it definitely did not pick up steam now. And it's certainly there's no lie or there's no misunderstanding about why it's only a $5 game on Steam now.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Likewise, have released the first sort of
the Steam box. iBuyPower.com.
Yeah.
I have never bought anything from them. I know one of my friends back in high school bought a PC from them. It was pretty cool. They kind of just did everything for you. You pay extra, you know, more than building it yourself. But
so it's So it's like they customize your PC.
I might buy a Steam box from them.
I don't know. I think I'll probably build my own to try it. Because again, you build a Steam box, which is really just a computer. If it doesn't work out, you can just make it into a regular computer. I mean,
just format it.
Yeah, you just format it into Windows or into Linux or into something else that's not Steam box. So I feel like, you know, I'll just rip the graphics card out and do whatever with it. But yeah, that's the
It looks nice though. The pictures they've put up.
It looks like an Xbox One.
It looks like a console.
It looks like an Xbox One. I think just white, just really just really
an
white.
Original Xbox or Xbox One?
An Xbox One.
No.
Not the original Xbox. Though the Xbox One does look slightly smaller than the original Xbox, it's almost the same size, I feel.
I thought it was bigger.
I don't know.
Even bigger?
I haven't.
Those Xboxes were huge.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's bigger.
I haven't seen one next to an original bigger. Xbox.
Bears aren't good with proportions
with
and
dimensions.
Size. They're bears. What do you expect?
So let's, real quick, we'll move on past this topic. But in Eve's case, with the... With the servers and everything that CCP does.
Oh, that was
does.
All one sidebar?
Yeah, that was one sidebar for Oculus Rift.
Jeez. Oh, yeah, now we're back on the
Do you think it's a good thing or a preferable thing to not have to deal with things like realm transfers? Because I know in WoW, when we were playing WoW, you would be on a realm and I'd be on a realm. And you'd be like, oh, I have to pay $20 in addition to my $15 a month.
$25
to go to another realm with my
friends.
I
transferred quite a lot.
Right.
I transferred several times.
So how many times have you transferred? Just ballpark it.
Oh, man. I've transferred total characters, all my characters combined and all their transfers. I've probably paid for like eight to ten transfers. I transferred a lot.
So that's like
my
almost
main character. Wow, my main character has transferred like three times himself, four times, just him.
So, I mean, you spent hundreds of dollars just on transfers.
Yeah.
Wherever the friends are.
To accommodate my friends, not a big deal for me. I'll get it done. It's interesting. It's not it's not needed anymore because you can do everything cross realm now in WoW. Anyways, I'm speaking solely for WoW now. You can do everything. Everything, literally every piece of the game is available cross realm.
So if you were on one realm and I was on another realm, if I wanted to do something with you in an area of the game, I could run over to a.
Well, let's party up and we'll phase whoever initiates the invite. The other player will phase to their realm.
Wow. So I did not know that.
Yeah. So if I invite you, you'll actually phase to my realm and then we'll be on my realm.
So it's sort
if
of.
If you invite me, I'll phase to your realm.
Okay.
So you don't have to see people you don't like.
Before the connected realms, they just did a new type of connection to all the realms. Before the connected realms, the only thing you could not do together was arenas. You had to do arenas with your server mates.
Like your group.
With your server. It can only be on your server. But now we can actually do arenas cross-server as well and do actual arena teams.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's nothing you can't do cross-server now.
That is super crazy because...
And when you get into larger parties, it takes whoever the majority server is, you go to their server.
So it's not – so in that case, because I didn't know that, it's almost like it doesn't even need – you don't even need realm transfers anymore.
No. There's no point. What's the point?
Could you be in a guild with someone on a different realm?
That's the one thing I have not tried or tested. I haven't really messed with anything about the guilds.
Okay.
I have a guild of all my friends on my server. So,
I guess that might be the one thing.
But they're doing connected realms now. They're connecting specific realms. Those realms are sharing an economy. They're sharing an auction house.
See,
sharing
chat. Why are they only connecting some of them?
They're trying to connect the low population realms to some of the more medium population realms to liven them up. Because I see posts all over the internet of, look at my realm. This is midday in our main city. No one's there.
So I guess the question I still have is, like, why wouldn't you just combine all your realms together? Is that, you think it's like a technical thing? Like software or technical? Because I imagine...
I think that could be one aspect of it. I think Blizzard honestly doesn't want to go ahead and just phase out realms completely. Because
right.
I think that's a morale hit. I would feel weird.
You get some dedication
your server's pretty low. So we're going to go ahead and phase out your server and you're going to merge into this new server. Well, I don't want to. I like my server.
Man, this is like busing all over
again. I like
being
on Hakkar even though there's only seven people.
Okay,
and I feel like that's a signal to other companies to be like, oh, they have to shut down servers. They must not be doing that good. They have to shut off boxes. It looks like it's a decline to me. So maybe they're trying to do that. Maybe they don't want that logistics on them.
I can see that. Yeah, no,
that's my opinion. Because
there is some pride. There is some pride to
that's my opinion to
having your own.
From their point of view, Blizzard has never shut down a server. They're just connecting them to buff up the populations.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Okay, so in that case, then the fact that the Eve universe kind of coexists on. And it's several servers.
Well, it's a cluster, I would assume.
It is a huge cluster. Yeah. I mean, and some of these...
It's not just one box. That would be amazing. Right? That's a technological like achievement.
No, I mean, Beowulf doesn't even come... It's like a warehouse of cluster.
Oh. Okay.
It is a huge cluster. Tranquility, which
warehouse
is
a cluster.
Tranquility, the name of this cluster. It is so huge, like, they actually, during huge events, like, there was an event where, recently, when they did the... it was unexpected, but so many people got in at one point... Like all of these different corporations jumped in and started like a war, and pretty soon like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people started going in and started doing all this stuff, and it does a lot of this rendering and calculations on the server so that it can go it can then just stream it back. They use a really cool thing called time dilation, so everything starts going slower, but everything is still time stepped according to the game, so it's not like you don't have lag. Everything's moving slow.
The entire system lags.
Everyone's moving slow so that everyone's on the same lag step.
Everyone lags evenly.
Which means that whenever you run an action, shoot a missile, do whatever, it doesn't get missed because your computer, your internet connection or whatever is slower. Everyone's going slow too. So it accounts for all that. That was so crazy that they didn't expect it. The people over at CCP are like pulling servers out from low population systems and running them over and like shoving them in extra blade slots in the system, and they're like hot swapping
needs more servers.
It was just adding servers to it, and it's I don't know, that's so cool to me.
That is really cool. I would love to have been in there for
right
that.
Right to see the team that did
like,
that.
Guys, why are all the CPUs spiking? We're at 100% burn on everything.
I know it's total.
Someone find some servers.
It's total tech. It's total tech geekery. It's like
I can picture that happening.
It is. You geek
temperature
out a lot,
is rising. We need to get the cooling down in here.
In that case, though, since WoW already does this sort of cross-realm thing, is it really a big deal that there is only one world and everyone is in that world because there is only one world in EVE? Like, does that seem like a selling point for you? Think about it in any other game. Don't apply it to EVE because I know maybe y'all haven't played EVE or maybe you don't like that style of game. But think about it in any other game that has separate worlds now. I mean, is that something that you would choose a game for because they have this one unified world? Like Final Fantasy XIV does not have cross realms, to my knowledge.
No.
Well, I mean,
I can't remember.
It would be a reason I would pick a game.
There's a small amount of cross realm Final Fantasy XIV does. I just cannot remember what it is. I did not play long enough.
Yeah. If you were already looking at...
Talking about 14 Part 2.
If you were making the Realm Reborn...
The Try Again edition.
The Realms Reborn, the do-over.
We Done Goofed edition.
Would definitely be a feature that I would be interested in and I would be willing to check out if the game had already piqued my interest, because I do enjoy world PvP. I do like doing that.
I agree.
With a bunch of people.
But I don't think it would be a major selling point. It would be a nice thing to try.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I think it would be kind of cool.
Okay. Yeah.
If you can get that kind of player base on at the same time.
Right, yeah.
Interested in the same thing.
The problem that I've had with games that have a huge amount of coexistence of players, like MAG was one of them, and then I want to say like Planetside 2. Maybe it wasn't Planetside 2. I know MAG was one of them. MAG had this thing.
It was Planetside 2.
Okay.
Planetside 2 is the one where
you have 128
you had,
or something.
You the
people.
Super
Yeah.
Planetside 2 is the one where you had the super battle going on, and even if you leave, it keeps going.
Right.
The battle
never
ends.
It is a persistent battle in a persistent world. But in the end, just like MAG, you only play with, like, I don't know, 31 other players or 15 other players in an 8-on-8 skirmish or a 16-on-16 skirmish. And you're just in one of the skirmishes of the several thousand skirmishes in this
right.
battle.
You'd rather be in, like, the whole thing.
Right, I mean, like...
That would be nice.
And they're like, oh, well, you know, if you had... It's
you have 20,000 people all fighting.
It's like taking... imagine if you took Battlefield 3 or 4 and you combined all the maps and you actually put them geographically where they're supposed to be and saying, well, we've got 5,000 people warring it out with 5,000 other people. They're just... You know, 6,000 miles that way and 12,000 miles that way. So if you hop in a jet and you fly in a straight line for 4.5 hours at full afterburner that way, you'll hit the other battle. It's not really It's not the same world to me. It's literally you're that far away. So in Mag was very much like that, where if you wanted to fight, it was just bite-sized. It was super bite-sized.
I see, yeah.
And I hated that.
That would be fun, having everyone together all at the same time, major battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the only That's reason cool. they don't do yeah. that is just the physics calculations and getting all those objects. It's hardware. Very...
I can see it getting pretty taxing pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do that math, so I can't expect the computers to do that.
I can pretty much do it.
You can pretty Me much do it. We should just sell this. You to EA. Maybe you can fix it all.
I don't want to work with EA.
Yeah, we'll start by burning it.
Turns out Battlefield 4 is getting better. They are fixing some of the server issues. Yeah. They are.
Is it time to get it yet?
It is not time to get it. And I would recommend everyone Close. Else wait. Cyber Monday, if there's Catch a pretty the good deal. First. I'll say this. If you can get Battlefield 4 regular edition for $35 or less, do it. Because you can spend the extra money later on after they've released a little bit of Season Pass.
It's kind of a show about economics. Well, it's time to buy, people.
I think, well, you'll be crazy if you don't. I think that $35 is a pretty good price point. I know Grand Theft Auto 5 and several deals right around now, $35. Bioshock Infinite, $20. Dark Souls, I think, is like $6 or $7. I mean, nice. You're getting a lot of really low price points for these games, like historical low points. And for big budget games like Grand Theft Auto 5, which is still on, like they still have online, they've gone through the growing pains and online's still here. You and can totally pick works. That up. You know, $35 is nothing for practically a new game. It came out what, October, September?
Yeah, something like that.
Totally worth it.
Beat it like five
we
times.
Are going to go ahead and cut to two songs real quick. This is the car from Mighty Oak, Woodman from the Megas. And here we go again by Random. You're listening to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSOU Experience Points. I'm MG.
Hi, Red Bear.
I'm Cap. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I am your co-host, Cap.
I am Red Bear.
Well, I'm MG! And you just heard the Megas with Cut from Mighty Oak, Woodman. And here we go again by Random. Pretty good guy, Random. Very
inspiring. Random. Very random.
Very random.
He's not too specific.
So, Black Friday is upon us, and
again!
I mean, it's about to be Black Friday.
Yeah. You know what? Something just really like crazy. 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah.
Because everyone's starting
And then we get Pink
super,
Monday.
Eventually... Black Friday will just always be here.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and then as soon as Thanksgiving is over with,
Thanksgiving is
done being thankful.
Yes, tomorrow. You're right.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow. I hope you've cooked or have those plans in order. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
I have plans in order.
Oh yeah, Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Bird Day.
Yeah.
Be
thankful that you have hosts that give you gaming.
Be thankful that we're going to tell you what you should and shouldn't buy on Black Friday.
Don't buy cocaine.
No, again, don't do drugs. It's bad. We're going to tell you what you should and shouldn't buy for Black Friday and likewise Cyber Monday, because these deals will get better later. And if they're typically big ticket items. Like,
I love Cyber Monday. And the reason is I can do it from my house.
You don't move.
In your
you
underwear.
You can do it in your underwear. You can do it at 1 a.m.
You can even wear bunny slippers
you
if you want.
You can do it at 1 a.m. and you don't have to camp out
yep.
in nope. this cold weather. That yeah.
Although
has,
you can if you
has
want.
Has attacked us out
you know
of
what,
nowhere.
You know what? Sidebar. We're in Louisiana. We all live us in Louisiana. Louisiana finally got with this winter thing. Like winter was
oh,
coming.
It caught on like yesterday.
Winter was coming. It came. It's here.
It's
Winter's
all
here.
Over.
It's
us.
On. It's
it
cold.
It
literally,
is cold like
and it's
I think
drizzly.
The low tomorrow is like 20.
Yeah, it's 20, and it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain all day.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go outside.
I might have things to do tomorrow.
No, you know what?
No,
you know
you're
what
staying inside.
You know what I like about cold weather though? I can turn the heater on, and I can play video games all day if I don't have to go to work. It's really, really great.
And there we have it.
There we have it. We're going to go ahead and roll through some deals that are happening right now that you can go ahead and take advantage of. But
the first deal, Lost Planet 2 giveaway on the site.
There you go.
Yep, just go comment.
ExpPoints.com. You can get a free copy of Lost Planet 2. There will be more games, but we're taking it slow for now. Likewise, check Steam out because Steam's always going to have
Steam
deals.
Steam does crazy sales for no reason all the time.
You know, it's like a Wednesday. Steam Wednesday.
80% off.
You don't want to go and get tablets this Black Friday.
66%.
Really? Not even a Nexus 7?
You do not want to go Black Friday and get tablets.
Oh, you want to go Cyber Monday.
Well, you can get a tablet right now. You can get the Nexus 7 16 gig for $178.
Oh, wow, that's a good deal. Staples. It was already a great deal.
You can use the code 18702. That's 18702 at Staples.
Wow, and, I might go home and buy me some more Nexus 7s.
You can use the same.
I have one.
You could use.
Well, maybe I can get a whole bunch and like write my own OS and like cluster them together.
That is, I guess, possible. Cluster via NFC and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah, NFC cluster. You don't even know.
That's cancer in a room right there.
Now you're on the nerd. You're on the nerd side of
the
scale.
You're going to the nerd. You're no longer a geek.
From geek to nerd. Geek to nerd.
Rapidly approaching dork.
Actually, oh man, this sounds fun.
So the Nexus 7 16 gig is 179, and then the Nexus 7 32 gig is 219 at Staples.
Ooh, wow, because that's the price of the 16 gig regular.
Right.
So you get an extra.
Are those like those
gigs.
Like smaller tablets or like
the,
are they?
Yeah, they're the seven. They're the seven.
Seven inch tablets.
Yeah. The Nexus 7.
And if you haven't used one, use it. It fits perfect. The screen's big enough. Trust me on it. You don't really need a 10 inch.
It actually just got updated to 4.4.
Yeah, KitKat.
So, likewise, if you don't want to go with the Nexus 7 series, you can get the Kindle Fire HD, the second gen.
If you're dumb.
It's $100. $100 for the Kindle Fire HD using the code Kindle Deal on the Best Buy website. So, Kindle Deal.
Could have gone and bought $100 worth of Kit Kats.
You could have done that. You can go get, you know those little GoPro cameras?
Yeah. There's a take it off in popularity. Like, everyone's using GoPro.
Everyone's making a knockoff. I feel like Monoprice even has like a knockoff HD action camera.
I love Monoprice things that aren't cables.
Now GoPro has definitely cornered the market though on
GoPro like set
camera.
Standard.
It's like, oh, are you going into a volcano? Take a GoPro. Oh, are you going into space? Take a GoPro. Oh, your kid's being
born?
Have
they put a GoPro in space yet?
I'm not sure.
I'd like to know if NASA's put a GoPro in space.
I know they're really high
NASA's
frame rate
in space.
Well, they're asking the Russians nicely.
We'll talk to the Russians or the Chinese. The GoPro HD Hero 3 Black Edition is $250.
Can they put more words in the name of this product?
Yeah. It's the GoPro HD Hero 3 Black Edition Action Camera.
Come on.
Wow. $250 from Best Buy.
Black Edition in there.
The promo code is GoPro Deal, one word. So go ahead and check that out. The Google Chromecast with $6 of Google Play credits is $35 on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
So if you want $6 worth of Google Play credit, not sure what you'd do with that.
You buy apps and such.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's like how you buy with the Google like the Chromecast, Apple App Store.
$35.
There are apps and such that you buy with that.
Okay, and such. If you wanted to get a touchscreen laptop, like the Lenovo Flex, the 15-inch
touchscreen laptop.
Well, it's the Lenovo, which is sort of like IBM. It's the 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop.
Give me the numbers. Is it the Yoga?
No, it's the Flex.
Give me the numbers, MG.
It's called the Flex. It's $580. Now, it is a touchscreen Windows 8.1 ready laptop at Staples, $580. Not bad for a touchscreen laptop.
Usually
they're $700 to $800.
Touch my laptop.
And these are deals that are available right now. You could stop listening to this show and use everything we're saying.
Don't
do it. You can get a Sony PlayStation 3 250-gig holiday bundle with two games. The Last of Us, which was a super huge game the previous...
That was an amazing game.
Yeah, Batman Arkham Origins. Brand new Batman game, $200 at Kmart. Crazy.
What? That's the price of a DS XL.
Let's talk about how crazy this is. Crazy. Kmart still exists?
Yeah.
Wait, Kmart. I thought you said Walmart.
No, Kmart.
Kmart.
You
I know
can
where
get,
Kmart
that
is.
That doesn't sound legit.
And for the next-gen crowd, again, for PlayStation 4, this isn't a PlayStation 4 deal, but it's a PlayStation Vita deal. Three separate options available, $170 at Best Buy. And that's standard pricing right now. So you can go to Best Buy right now, you know, day before Thanksgiving and go, or I guess night before Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving. Don't leave your family, but because I think Best Buy is going to be closed for a little bit.
Just wait till everyone passes out after dinner.
You could likewise get BioShock 1, 2, and Infinite for $15. Three of the BioShock games,
$15. That's a good deal.
For the PC. But you also get the PC and the Mac.
Is that all the BioShock games?
You don't get the DLC.
Oh, DLC.
They're just releasing new DLC, Burial at Sea for BioShock Infinite, where you go back to Rapture. It's crazy.
Oh, cool.
My BioShock Infinite keeps crashing randomly at weird times on my computer. I don't know why.
We talked about it earlier. You can get BioShock Infinite for off of Amazon for $20.
Completely ignore the question.
And you can get Grand Theft Auto 5 for $34 off of Amazon and Best Buy. So there's that. TVs, you definitely want to get some TVs.
Okay, well, the TVs they sell. Okay.
I got my two monitors last year on Cyber Monday.
On Cyber Monday. Yeah, I would wait for Cyber Monday to buy any LCDs or anything like that.
I got two 27-inch LED monitors, total $300.
That's great.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah. I still have them. They are amazing.
And like I said, just do a little bit of research on the TV you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some crap that get sold on Black Friday.
I will.
Crippity crap.
Crippity crap.
There's a slew. You can go to Amazon and look at all the little Black Friday deals that they have in there. You know, 70 inches here for $1,600. 70 inches for $1,600 is not bad. That's not
a
bad
like
price.
I said, that would be something that would look.
And it's a Sharp. It's a Sharp TV.
Oh, it's a Sharp.
It's a Sharp. So it's like the, I think it's the quad color.
It's dangerous.
It's got the quiet. Yeah, there it is. Lots of Samsungs. Samsung's
dangerous.
Doing.
It'll cut you.
Samsung's got a lot of TVs. LG has one particular 60-inch TV that's pretty good.
16-inch?
60.
60.
Oh. Sharp has their Aquos.
Do you have any normal size TVs we can talk about? You're going to be like, I have
there is a 40 and a 55.
Inch, I have a 100 inch here. I'm not seeing anything that normal people use.
I am going to talk real conservatively about 4K televisions right now.
Okay.
4K televisions are about to explode. It's four times the pixels.
I don't know if I agree with that.
That they're going to
explode? I think OLED's going to take off at 1080p.
Oh, it's a type of TV.
4K is essentially
four times
the pixels.
That is theatrical 4K.
Right.
Which is truly 4K. And then you get into TVs. For some reason, they like to screw with everything.
Instead of having 1920 by 1080p or by 1080 pixels, it's like 3900 something by 2500 something.
You get like a lot more pixels. It's not four times though.
Don't let
the 4K thing confuse you.
I want to say it's 4,000 wide, 4,000 pixels wide by something. It's like 39.
Whatever the ratio is.
Yeah. It's like 39,000, almost 4,000 pixels wide at a 16:9 or 16:10 aspect ratio. You can get a 39-inch TV from Seiki, S-E-I-K-I, on Amazon. It's an LED HD TV. For $500, $480.
Yeah, but what panel does it have in it?
It's IPS. It's IPS grade. I mean, okay. It is good. But
I would have to see that and calibrate it.
$500 for, and again, I am very much like,
you know,
I'm
gonna talk to you about monitors from now
I'm
on.
I'm very much like HD Nation. Like, I like properly calibrated monitors and properly calibrated projectors. I feel like color temperature is really, really good. For $500, getting the quality, though, the 4K quality,
you're getting 4K resolution. Resolution and quality, I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to, you know, everything can get upscaled.
First off, there's barely any content.
I was about to say, things can get upscaled. That's not the same thing as native content for it.
Personally, I'd hold off for a nice 1080p OLED.
I would.
I mean, Samsung's coming down 9,000 right now.
Yep.
Give it 2 years.
You can get a 40-inch, the same thing for $100 less at 60 hertz, which I feel is pretty normal. And that's a Samsung TV, which probably has DLNA and a ton of little Samsung.
If you're interested in all the other crap.
Right. There is a lot of stuff. So that was available now. This is what's happening on Black Friday, right? We've got the 32 720p TVs.
That no one cares about.
They are about $100. So if you need a TV for your kid's room, or you need one for the garage,
your kid you hate,
or one for outside, that's what I feel like. Yo, you're barbecuing outside, hang a TV.
Yeah. Don't try to plug a computer in a 720p monitor, though. That's fun. That is a world of fun.
Is it?
Yeah. Unless it's gotten better.
I haven't done
it in a while.
I know I bought a floor model.
Remember our old TV where we spent like 4 hours trying to get a resolution that worked right? We had to do custom resolutions and guess.
I don't think it will ever really work out. We should, ignore 720p. Again, if you have
just
a kid.
Don't.
If you have
get
a,
them a 1080p.
If you have a blind
TV,
person.
Go get them a cheap Vizio if you have a kid.
I like Vizio.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to get cheap, go Vizio. Get them a 1080p Vizio. That's all they need.
The Chromecast is $29 on Amazon, and that will be the next price, $29, $30 at Best Buy. Apple TV will be $85 at Best Buy. These are Black Friday deals. Roku 2, $60 at Radio Shack, and the Blu-ray player.
Wait, Radio Shack still exists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Still.
Kmart and Radio Shack.
There's one by Office Depot in Hammond.
If you Office have Depot a really nice exists? TV, yeah. You know, like a really nice HD TV, but you don't have a sound bar.
I just know about Newegg.
Or a 5.1 surround sound system yet. Sound bars are actually a pretty good deal.
Sound bars are taking off. It's a good replacement if you don't feel like wiring all the surround sound. Yeah. Or your wife and or girlfriend or kids won't let you.
I had a sound bar in my bedroom, master bedroom.
Well, you pretty much have to if you're going to buy a TV now because the speakers are just crap.
They're really tinny. They're very shallow.
I don't even
shallow.
Know why they bother.
I would love to buy a TV with no speakers.
Yeah, I don't know why they bother.
Likewise, computer
in.
Monitors. I'd love to buy computer monitors with no speakers.
Most don't have speakers.
It seems like the ones that I always buy have these really bad speakers that happen to have HDMI input to them. You can get a 29-inch HD soundbar with Bluetooth from Walmart for $60. And it's a Vizio grade soundbar.
Yeah. If you go, go to Walmart, get your Vizio TV, get your Vizio soundbar, your kid will be happy.
Yep. More than double that, though, you can go ahead and get the 500-watt, 5.1 channel Blu-ray 3D home theater audio video receiver setup from Samsung at Kmart.
Kmart.
Or you can take 70 off.
First
of that.
Off, find a Kmart.
Yeah, there's not many
Secondly,
left.
Wait in line at said Kmart.
There is a JBL Cinema soundbar. It's, I think, a 100-watt soundbar for $100 at Target. So that's available.
Not a deal, but if you're looking, Pioneer has a really nice soundbar. I forgot what it's called.
Pioneer has good everything.
No, but they just made a cheaper version. I think cheap is $400.
Ah.
And it's really nice. I've listened to it. It's not doesn't have a pretty name, so I don't know it.
Okay.
Just go to their website. You'll find it. You'll know which one it is.
There are several other deals on laptops and MacBooks and things like Chromebooks.
Get Scroogled.
Don't get what?
Have you not heard Microsoft's campaign?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh. They completely bashed the Chromebook and everything else Google. Well, we'll look at it after the show.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and cut off in a little bit. But, Cap, you have some news about League of Legends. Recently, they did the
they
preseason
just
patch.
Released their preseason patch.
Right.
So they have officially ended season 3. They're going to be starting season 4 soon. Big, big changes. They've completely changed the game and how pretty much everything works. Everyone's going to have to relearn everything.
Now it's an MMO.
They haven't really completely changed the game.
They've completely changed
right?
the way the game.
Like you still play it sort of.
I mean, the same. The point of the game and the type of game it is has stayed the same, but the vision.
Oh, they didn't make it turn based?
The way they do vision is completely different. The map has changed a little bit. They've updated the map. They've updated some of the vision spots in the map. They've updated a lot of the items and how certain roles operate. Big changes to the UI.
Good.
Big changes.
Yeah, because I know
changes like that are big.
Let's put it this way: people who know about it, when it comes to a professional team, and you have this guy is this specific position on this team, all the teams are swapping with new people, and everyone's swapping lanes. Like
wow.
Everything is changing.
Yep, you should swap in lanes.
You may even say it's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
It is a game changer.
I know
it really
Riot. Riot Games is the people that
Riot.
Yeah. Riot.
Yes.
They didn't touch it for a while. They didn't touch it for a while.
They haven't really changed much. Not like this.
Right. So
not like this.
This is where we tell you to buy or don't buy. Are they going to be publicly traded? Do you think? I mean, are they going to make an IPO and make more money that way? Because I imagine
that's
League of Legends is not going away.
It's
not going away. It's because Counter Strike sort of faded.
Stop trying to make this an accounting show.
Well, I'm always trying to help the listeners make money.
They are the best at what they do. This game, MOBA style games. They have the best one, I believe. People argue
they weren't the first.
No, they weren't.
They're like Dota and Black Road or whatever.
Dota was the first one I remember. There might be another one. Don't destroy me.
I remember Dota,
custom map for Warcraft 3. Yeah. Some of the people who made Dota are the people at Riot.
Right.
They're the CEOs.
Yeah.
So of course the games gonna be similar. They have the same elements. This game is exploding. People say Dota 2 is super popular too. Dota 2 is just as popular. No, it's not.
No, it's clearly
sorry,
not.
It's
I don't
not
play
as
League that much.
I imagine
but
it's just
League
different
is
camp.
Where it's at.
It's just a different camp.
Yeah.
Not as popular, but still just similar style though.
League has been growing in popularity and viewership
over
the seasons exponentially. Season 1, we maybe broke 1 million viewers worldwide through our streamers. Season 2, I think we peaked out at around 8 million. Season 3 just ended. We peaked out at 40 million.
What would you think would happen? And again, we have to end the show pretty soon. But what would you think would happen if they brought League of Legends to consoles? If they made it playable, they would have to change sort of the way you play it because
they would. I actually see how it would be very doable because it's a click to move, which could easily translate into a joystick. Just it'd just be like controlling a character any other way, and then
yeah, you just have only to have on timing.
They only
for
have
how fast you move the cursor.
They only have a set number of abilities. Max you have is 12 keybinds. Right. Sorry, 13 keybinds. 4 abilities, 2 summoner abilities, 6 items if you have all items to be actives, and then your recall. It would work
so
well.
So it could work.
It worked well. I think it would work all right on a controller.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
That'd be very interesting.
Because I imagine, especially
maybe,
with
I don't know.
The fact with everyone, because it's something that could be released via the arcade and the PSN or whatever. And I guess you could even do it on the Wii U because the graphics aren't super intense. It's not a graphically intense game.
It's all
cell shaded.
They use cell shading to make it
sprite based,
to make it look interesting.
But I mean,
they don't have to worry about these crazy graphics. They just have to worry about good artists.
Right.
Who can make cool looking art, and then they'll cell shade it and it'll look really good. I mean, Borderlands is great because it's all cell shaded.
Yeah.
Cell shaded.
I love cell shading, I'll be honest.
If you saw the original release of Borderlands where they didn't want to do cell shading.
They tried to make it so realistic.
They wanted to do like real looking thing. Looks nowhere near as good. I don't think it would have been as popular.
I agree.
Cell shading is really cool.
We are going to go ahead and end it on that note. Check out the website. Check out EVE Online. The
Play League.
That play.
Free.
Play.
Free to play.
It is free.
Play League.
I mean, you can't lose anything but time.
You don't lose anything but time. You will.
I might pick
time.
It up and give it another shot.
It's free.
I'll play with you.
I'll with you.
I'll be playing.
So we're going to go ahead and end it on that note. Check the website for Lost Planet 2 game giveaway for all previous and future radio shows, podcast reviews, and anything else we'll put up on there.
What's the website, Bear?
That's exppoints.com.
2 P's.
Double tap it.
We're going to end on Walk Your Dialy by Arm Cannon and The Moon from the DuckTales soundtrack by Daniel Tidwell.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked out DuckTales Remastered in HD,
do it.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
I'm Cap.
And you've been listening to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU Experience Points.
Believe it! Let's talk about how crazy this is.
Crazy.
Kmart still exists.